Okay, joining us on the line now is Sputnik Ratau, spokesperson for the Department of Water and Sanitation. Welcome, Sputnik. It's good to have you.
Thank you so much, Lawrence, and thank you for the opportunity.
I must tell you that we got you under false pretenses completely, Sputnik.
Clarence, what are you doing now? What are you saying?
We got you on the line just to chat about your long and illustrious career, because we know it's a very significant day for you, and it's a career that, of course, spanned a whole lot of media houses, and in the recent past, of course, communication from that particular department. But there's somebody on the line, in fact, that wants to really just pay tribute to you. So I'm gonna call on Peter and Taba. Hello, Peter.
Good morning, colleagues. Good morning. I don't even know what to say now. Good morning, Peter Ratau. How are you doing?
I'm good, Peter and Taba. How are you doing?
We are both.
That is a surprise. And you thought you had to spin and dance your way out of this one again. No.
Oh, my goodness, Lawrence. I will remember this day, you know, and this time especially.
I want to understand this, Peter. So you're going to tell us, put this into context. I don't know if it's public, so you can take the brunt of it.
I don't know.
Peter, are you there?
Is she gone?
I am here.
What is significant about today?
Look, today is actually a bittersweet moment for us in the industry, government communicators in particular. Bidding farewell to this giant. It comes with beautiful memories. It comes with a responsibility now to say we have to take the baton and run with the business of communicating and profiling our government, be it national, local, and provincial. I think Sputnik, over the past 20 years, he did a sterling job. Well done, Spoo. And I think we were so lucky to be next to you on a daily basis. I remember at some point he would be called the spin doctor. Tomorrow he is like, wow, Sputnik is the greatest spokesperson. You know, there's negative media coverage. Sputnik is there just to, not necessarily to twist the facts, but to give the facts. It comes, you know, at the time where I think as government we really need, we need your skills, Spook. We still need you in the industry. But be that as it may, it has been a wonderful, wonderful experience to work with you, to learn from you. And of course, we promise that we will take over. And of course, give us time to learn and understand everything that you taught us. A few years later, we will be able to run. We will be, you know, the house brand when it comes to government communication. So this is what the day means to myself and most of my colleagues, of course, DWS, and everyone who communicated or interacted with Sputnik.
Petra, I get the sense there's a lot of love, there's a lot of respect for this giant.
So much respect. I remember the other time, I think it was Kino, some few years ago, they had a discussion on air, you know, basically saying, hang on, let's just try to get the best spokesperson when it comes to government communications. I think they had three names, and Sputnik's name was on top of the list. You know, it was the proudest moment for me, you know, to say not only myself recognizes Sputnik as on Ntate Ratau, as, you know, as the best communicator, but the industry as well, you know. So I think, yeah, look, there's just fond memories. You know, our trips to the Clan William Dam, you know, his involvement when it comes to the drought in the Western Cape, we had fun moments. We'd work up until 8 in the evening. His love for seafood when he hit the Western Cape. So those are the things that I'm really, really going to miss. I'm going to miss about Sputnik. But I think his work ethics, Sputnik is always available. Ntate Ratau would be left literally by some principals, or either they are not available, you know, 2 minutes before the interview. And the next person to take the interview is Ntate Ratau. And at times, the topic is a bit technical, but being the person that he is, he would literally run with that and convince you that I actually know what I'm talking about. You know?
Yeah. Petna, I think we're missing him already. Have you noticed how quiet he is? Which is really good. He's not talking. But I guess there's a responsibility to your name there, Sputnik, the first one in orbit, huh?
It gives away my age, doesn't it?
It does too. I can't believe though that how did you get your name? Tell us about that love affair that your parents had with Sputnik.
My mother was a teacher.
Yeah.
And when I was born, my sister was at the school where my mother taught. And the principal there was very clear that, look, tell your mother and your father that boy's name is Sputnik. And that's it. That's what happened. And we were way back in Alexandra. So that is where it came from. And it was at the time when that satellite was launched and all that. And therefore, that is how it came about. And Petro is correct. You know that drive up the N7?
Man, it's a beautiful drive.
Oh, it's a beautiful drive, Clarence, I tell you.
And I'm looking forward to that river actually flowing. You're going to turn that river into a perennial river, and there's going to be agriculture all the way down to the beach, is it not?
It is. Agriculture is the main beneficiary, and we're looking at secondary industries that can also be able to come and to come out of that and also boost particularly the tourism industry along that route. And understanding that route also connects us to Namibia, you know. So it's quite a critical route. And you know, the upgrading of that road as part of the raising of the Glen William Dam was, I think, one of the things that needed to happen. So I'm looking forward to the time when the project will be completed and we can be able to impound more water in there and we can be able to assure the people of the West Coast, you know, that, look, you guys are going to be sorted.
Yeah, this project is overdue, and essentially you're looking to raise Glen William Dam wall significantly, increase the storage capacity and serve the agricultural industry a little better and the tourism industry as a consequence, right?
Absolutely, yeah. That is the main reason. But also in part of being included in that as well, ensure that the dam continues to be safe as infrastructure.
Sputnik Ratau, it's his very last day on the job, and you would have encountered him on TV. Not necessarily on TV, he was part of the Prime Media stable at one stage as well, Yeah, and part of SABC TV. You would have seen him there too. And Petra Ntaba is taking the bat and of course, celebrating this legend of media, Sputnik Ratau, his very last day as spokesperson. If you don't mind, Sputnik and Petra, and before we get to Barb's Wire, we're going to wrap up our conversation celebrating this legend of media, Sputnik Ratau, of course, presently spokesperson for the Department, his very last day on the job, Department of Water Affairs and Sanitation. And Petra, a former colleague of Sputnik, has paid tribute. There's another surprise for you, Sputnik. I've got Malusi, a former colleague at DWS Western Cape, who wants to say farewell as well. Malusi, we're listening.
Thanks, Clarence. Ndate Ratau.
Hey, Mfundis.
Hey, Mfokabao, Mfundis. Can you believe? It's such an extraordinary day just to hear, how Petra was meeting highlights about you, you know. It reminds us our days. I cannot really, I don't know how to begin to describe you in the last few minutes of this show. But if you want to know, I can vividly remember the World Water Day. That was in 2011, just 2 days after the commencement at DWS. You know, it's so easy to say, do this and this. I was supposed to do a couple of things. You know, there was a submission. Then I suspected that you knew that I was a new guy because I get a call from you and you told me that, no, don't worry, Malusi, man, I'll do this for you. I don't think it's fair for you to actually do this submission. I cannot remember that. Then there were so many years. Fast forward, we had drought, as what Petra said. I think if there's one thing that we've learned from you, Mr. Ratau, you are patient. As much you were our elder, you know, you were so respectful, but you mustn't compromise quality. I mean, it was just last week, you know, I sent you something with a wrong template and you said, hi, whoa, 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 I don't know what's wrong with you. I'm not approving this, you know. Those are some of the memories, Mfundis, that we'll have about you. But I think as much as we said, we also very happy, man. You need to go and rest. We can assure you as the communicators, you know, we will take the baton. We'll not drop you down, but don't be surprised because you will be phone call away. If there is anything that you don't know, we'll still contact you. Please don't change that official number.
Malusi,
all the best, Ndaterata Uman Pompeya. You will be certainly be missed by DWS. Please go. I was going to say enjoy the wine, but unfortunately, I cannot even give you a wine because you don't drink. Thank you so much, Clarence.
Okay. And Mfundisi and Tata there, I think both are absolutely applicable. Just a question before we have to wrap up. The department has been embroiled in a lot of controversy. Are you tired?
You know, the controversy, it also gave you energy. Because it said, what is it actually that needs to have been done? And therefore, what must happen? And I think it keeps your mind going as well, because you cannot misstep, because there has already been a misstep. So you would need to actually also be guided as to what are the correct things that needed to be done. But it is unfortunate that those kind of things also impacted on the work that could have been done by the department, and some of the delays that we have seen are because of all that malfeasance. But we're hoping that South Africans will be able to benefit going forward from the work of the department.
Well, we thank you for your contribution, Tata Mfundisi Sputnik Letao. Peto, I'm going to allow you to wrap up this conversation. Are there any last words?
Thank you so much. I want to say, I was still from this movie where they say, in law, if you have the law, punt the law. If you have the facts, punt the facts. But if you have nothing, punt the table. Sputnik over and over punt the facts. And I think that's really what kept me going and inspired me to be where I am today, to say, South Africans need facts. They don't need one to punt the table. I think you did well, Ndatira Dawi, in teaching us that without actually even saying this is how you do your work as a communicator. Bon voyage. And of course, you are 10 digits away and few kilometers away from me. So if we don't happen to meet this weekend, we will definitely meet before the end of the week, rather before the end of the year. Thank you so much for being the greatest, tallest, literally, a guardian that you are.
Peto Ntaba, former colleague of Sputnik Ratau, spokesperson for the Department of Water and Sanitation. Last words from you, Sputnik. You feel proud of the roles played. Are you going to enjoy your retirement?
I feel very good about the work that we've done. I am going to enjoy my retirement. I'll still be keeping, myself on my toes. I will not be sleeping for 24 hours a day. That's the plan. But thank you to everyone and yourselves, Clarence, for just the support. It's been essential.
All good, my chief. You take care. Sputnik Ratau is buying out today. He's retiring today, and we thought it fitting to just focus on this man, a long and illustrious contribution to media generally, and of course the department recently.